Good morning, everyone. Looking back on the years of conflict in Afghanistan and Iraq, the good news story is that the survival rate for NATO and U.S. soldiers and British soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan approaches 90%, which is a historic high in the number of people who actually survived the difficult combat in both Iraq and Afghanistan. But what that has meant is an extraordinary number of people with serious rehabilitation challenges. And hoping to raise $1.5 million to help rehabilitate wounded service personnel back into the workplace in the United States and in Britain is a project called Walking with the Wounded. It's an expedition run by project leader Ed Parker to actually make it to the North Pole. And this will be a team of amputees who will actually be walking to the North Pole. Ed Parker joins us from Norfolk, England. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
What are the challenges? First of all, why the North Pole? And then we'll talk about what are the challenges for dealing with prosthetics in very, very tough conditions.
Well, the North Pole was a project I was putting together anyhow with a team of guys. There was a catalyst that occurred in July of last year when my nephew was wounded in Afghanistan. And following that and having met a number of the wounded guys over in the UK, we thought it would be an idea to see if we could take some of them to the North Pole just to demonstrate to people that these guys still have a full and hopefully fruitful life ahead of them. And they do have the grit and determination to achieve extraordinary feats.
And there are four amputees on your team, among them Captain Harry Parker, a 26-year-old who lost his leg, in July of last year. What kind of equipment are they taking in to make sure that prosthetics function? What are the stresses do you anticipate?
Well, just one point of that, my nephew, Harry, is not one of the shortlist. He sadly lost both his legs and wouldn't be. We at the moment just don't think he would be able to make the expedition. But we've got four guys who are on the shortlist, of which three are lower leg amputees. From a prosthetic point of view, we are slightly entering the unknown, and we've got training on three occasions between now and the expedition up in the Arctic Circle, where we will discover more about the stresses and the strains that are going to be put on the prosthetics. One of the issues is that most prosthetics are just a linear movement up and down for the ankle, and we will need some element of twist because we'll all be wearing skis. And so that is going to put a lot of pressure on the leg. And we're working with a number of prosthetic companies to actually try and discover how we can develop a leg that's going to be effective.
And the soldiers who plan to accompany you, do they view this as just another mission, or is there some concern that, they wouldn't want to demonstrate that they're actually unfit for the workplace in an event like this?
No, they see it as a huge challenge, and I think that by having the challenge to face, it gives them the motivation to keep moving forward. And they also want to do this as so they set an example to other wounded guys to show them that there is things that can be done.
Well, you can donate by going to www.walkingwiththewounded.org.uk. When do you leave?
We don't go for it with 12 months' time.
12 months' time out.
To do between now and then.
Indeed. Ed Parker will be doing it, project leader for the Walking with the Wounded expedition, a trip to the North Pole of wounded amputee soldiers from Afghanistan and Iraq.